This is Susan B. Brock Telluride, Inside and Out. I'm delighted to welcome back Dr. Paul Hochmeier. He's been regularly posting on Telluride Inside and Out, and the column name is Shrink Wrap. This is a pickup post from a former blog he did for Dr. Oz. He did that at the end of February. When he sent me the blog, I realized the subject was really hot, and I wanted to amplify the contents with an interview. Paul, thanks for joining me.
It's a pleasure to be back.
So I guess the premise of the post is that the underlying premise of the post is you're advocating self-acceptance. The story of you seeing a woman who was clearly over the age of 50 but totally embraced who she was, and her charisma, her power sort of radiated in the room where you met her, triggered the story. So to restate the obvious, I'm going to assume that you believe that beauty is way more than skin deep.
That's right. I absolutely do. And I think that actually when we focus too much on the externals, we can take away from that internal beauty and diminish it.
Okay. Thank you. What do you know about that woman who struck you in meditation? For example, do you know if she is single or married?
You know, I don't. I just knew that she was naturally beautiful, and I was so taken by it because I think, you know, so much of late we basically see women being defined by the Real Housewives franchise, and, you know, more is more, and lips are bigger, and hair is, everything's big with those women, and fake, and so to see a woman come in who was so beautiful and so natural to me was just very inspiring.
Okay. And you wrote in this blog about the superficial things women of a certain age, or any age really, don't need, like full lips and a small waist. But have you actually had face-to-face conversations with older women about their thoughts on the subject, or were you just writing from an idealistic perspective?
You know, it's really from my male perspective in terms of looking at women and seeing what I think is beautiful in a woman. And for me, having a woman who's natural and comfortable with herself is infinitely more beautiful than a woman who is trying to be someone who she's not. And I think what happens with women who spend so much time and energy on their external appearance, it feels as though there's an air of desperation around it. And to me, there's nothing attractive about a woman who's desperate, that women are most beautiful when they're authentic and comfortable in their own skin.
Okay. I do talk regularly to women of all ages, well, to people of all ages in my capacity as a journalist through the interview process, and I also have a close friend who's a plastic surgeon, and we talk about these things. The consensus seems to be that baby boomer women, and we're mostly talking about them, want their faces and bodies to match they want their faces and bodies to match how they feel about themselves inside. They seem to have a problem with the fact that as they age, their outsides don't conform to how they see themselves on the inside. And so those who can afford it make some adjustments. Do you think that is a problem?
I think it's a function of the level of adjustment. I think, you know, it's perfectly normal for a woman to take care of herself, particularly baby boomer women. I mean, it's a very energetic group, as we know, very into physical fitness, eating right, taking care of their skin. I'm all for that, clearly. I think that we should all take care of ourselves and that we should all present the best possible person who we can be in the world. So that's not, well, I have no objection with that. What I object to is when women try to put features on themselves that don't belong to them and that they tend to take or borrow from somebody else and just put it on themselves thinking that that's going to be the answer to it's the key to their happiness, which it isn't. You know, increasing your breasts size by two sizes is at the end of the day, it may make you happy for a fairly short period of time, but in the long run, that's not going to make you happier.
Okay, great answer. Thank you. Do this phenomenon of really trying to reinvent yourself as something you are not, is an American is it sort of an American idiosyncrasy, or do you think it's a universal phenomenon?
Yeah, I think it's a separation of Western and Eastern cultures. I think, you know, Eastern cultures celebrate maturity and age and embrace the flow of the universe. You know, many also believe in reincarnation, so there is a, you know, this concept of getting old and dying. So I think it is a separation between East and West, where in the West we tend to be more, you know, independent, and we want to be more autonomous, and we feel like we need to be more in control of our lives, and that means being in control of our bodies and our appearances, and I think that that can get a little bit out of hand and become destructive.
Okay. And yet there are Asian women who are doing surgeries to create a Western eye.
Right, and that speaks to the influence of the media and the profound impact that we in this country have through the media on the rest of the world. And, you know, there's a history of Asian women who change their eyes so they can appear more Western. And again, they are rejecting their own heritage, they're rejecting their own culture to appear, to conform to what for them is an unnatural norm. So in that particular case, I would encourage those women to look and embrace the beauty that's, you know, historic beauty of an Asian woman. And why do they need to look like an American woman? That's the question that I would want to have answered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Whether this challenge, this problem of self-adjustment in the extreme is Eastern or Western, or largely Western, it is the result of a society or societies that marginalize wrinkles and promote a particular look, you know, being extremely thin, being big-breasted, whatever it is. And that seems to be supported not just by the media, but also by men. And that's why I asked you the question before about the woman in the room who had, you know, the woman who had been in the meditation room, and whether she was single or married. Because I hear especially from single women that they have to, they feel particularly challenged to do this tweaking in order to fight that pressure of a society that marginalizes them once the sort of external virtues start breaking down. What's your comment about that?
Well, I think it's really about the objectification of women, and I think it's about the objectification of women and the commercialization of beauty. And so we're speaking to those two things. But basically, what we have is we have commercial forces, commercial industries that basically promote a certain notion of beauty to sell products. And then we have men, for instance, I would disagree that all men want to date a Barbie doll. That isn't my experience. Are there some men who do? Absolutely. Are there some men who don't? Absolutely. So I think that that's a bit of a stereotype. And if a man wants to date a Barbie doll, what he really wants to date is an object and not a human being. And so that would be my response to that, that yes, there is pressure, that yes, we're surrounded, we live in a world where we're bombarded with all sorts of messages, all sorts of ways to be in the world, and we know that a lot of that is, you know, is unhealthy. We just need to look at sort of cigarette ads and you know, look at the history of cigarette ads, and it was sexy, and you know, you had to be a man or to be a sexy woman, you had to smoke a cigarette. Well, fortunately, we know that that's not the case, and so we've moved away from that. But again, I think that just because it exists doesn't mean it's healthy, and what we need to do as human beings who are in control of our lives and who are concerned with our own well-being in the world, to question that and to focus on what works for us and what feels comfortable for us, because that, in the end, is going to be what radiates the most beauty.
So to sum up, you think, I would suggest that you think, that self-acceptance is the absolute best makeup.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely it is. And I would say first, self-awareness and self-understanding and self-acceptance, they're all together. And I think that, yes, yes, Susan, that's exactly right. I would say that self-acceptance is a very, very beautiful thing.
Women who wear that form of makeup don't project the thing that you said is really repellent, which is desperation.
Exactly. Yes. If you can accept your, if you can accept yourself for how you are, you're not going to communicate this air of desperation and the sense of inadequacy, because that's what you're really conveying, and that's not attractive.
I was going to say, and at the end of the day, you defeat what you were trying to do with all this tweaking. It's a complete turnoff.
Exactly. Except to men who want to objectify you, which I wouldn't tell my daughter that that's the kind of husband, that that's the man that she should go for.
Perfect.
So, yeah. So, again, you know, be careful about what you're putting out there in the world, because people respond to it.
Perfect. Thank you very much. This has been Susan Vibrock talking with Dr. Paul Hochmeier. The subject is beauty in general. We were specifically discussing a middle-aged woman particularly captivating, but the subject is beauty in general and self-acceptance in general. Dr. Paul, thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to our next conversation.
It's always a pleasure, Susan. Thank you.
Thank you.